Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Good afternoon, listeners to the Way of Life program. My name is Charmaine. We're going to talk about the glory of the Lord today, and I believe it's going to be a continuing discussion. We are living in a prophetic era. An era is a period of time that is marked by a particular characteristic. The Holy Spirit wants us to understand what this era will give birth to, so that we will allow Him to guide all of our responses. Our effectiveness in this era hinges on our individual response to the directives of the Holy Spirit. Over 2,000 years ago, the Lord revealed through the prophet Isaiah that the earth is about to witness two events. These events are described in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 2 to 3. In verse 2, part of verse 2 says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people." What does this really mean? Well, we know that in the natural, darkness is the absence of light. This was not a natural darkness, such as night. It symbolizes the moral decay of mankind, from which ungodly practices became the norm. From this conduct, perilous times are introduced in the earth, blanketing the whole earth with moral darkness. I believe that this is connected to what the Holy Spirit revealed to Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 3:1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Perilous times have to do with dangerous, risky, and unsafe times. The ungodly conduct of men is a catalyst of this environment known as perilous times. Verses 2 to 5 describes the behaviors from which the earth is blanketed with moral darkness. It continues in 2 Timothy to say, "For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power." From this conduct, gross darkness enveloped the whole earth. It is important to note that the gross darkness or deep darkness was a condition of the people from whom the practice of this darkness was most visible. So I'm going to return to Isaiah 60, verses 2 to 3 now. And deep darkness, it started, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." So in the midst of this moral darkness, something else was happening. Prophet Isaiah saw the Lord arising over his people. As the Lord rose over his people, it resulted in the visible glory of the Lord in the midst of the moral darkness. Isaiah said, "But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory be seen upon you." As he rose, his glory was manifested. So there were two dynamics occurring simultaneously. One was already mature, that's the darkness, that's where we are now. The whole earth was covered with it, but the glory did not reach its fullness. It was the beginning. However, even as it began, it became the main attraction. People were drawn to it. Verse 3 says, from Isaiah 60, "The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." The word Gentiles means heathen, people who were not the people of God, or who were not Israelites. So this glory must gain momentum. It must increase until it fills the whole earth. It is not enough for it to be seen in the midst of this gross darkness. This glory must gain traction until it fills the whole earth, for this is the will of the Lord. Numbers 14:21. But truly, as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And we know that we serve a God that doesn't lie. In the verses referred to, the prophet Isaiah did not see the whole earth filled with the glory of the Lord. He saw the opposite. That image must change to what the Lord desires. The whole earth must be filled with the glory of the Lord. Prophet Isaiah said that as the glory of the Lord is seen, people were drawn to it. It became the attraction of the day. Isaiah 63, the Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. So in the time when the earth is experiencing its gross darkness, the glory of the Lord will be the center of attraction. The Lord tells us that His glory is what should fill the earth, not the darkness. The darkness must be dispelled and replaced by the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord must continue to gain traction until it fills the whole earth. I wanted to reiterate that. On the other hand, this darkness that the Lord showed Prophet Isaiah is to us a signpost for the rising of the glory of the Lord upon His people. So this deep darkness is not a sign for the people of God to be taken out of the earth, but rather a time for the Lord to rise over us and for His glory to be seen upon us and increase until it fills the whole earth. In a vision that Prophet Isaiah had of the Lord, recorded in Isaiah 6 in verse 3, he heard the seraphim echoing the word of God to each other. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." The wise man Solomon agrees with these words of the seraphims. In Psalm 72:19, it says, "And blessed be His glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and amen." Saints, this is why God Almighty has been calling for the full manifestation and expression of His life through His body, the church community in the earth. It is through His children His glory will arise and be expressed. We have work to do. The time is late. So I want to add here that we can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Thank you for joining me another Sunday. Blessings to you. Shalom.
Hear the voice of the Lord, all you people of earth. Be ready to obey what He says. With one voice, let us say, we will do things Your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what You say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.